Hello.
Hi. That lady keeps hanging up on me. I don't know what her problem is.
No, she's not hanging up on you. She just don't understand. What number do you live in?
She doesn't understand how to use a phone because she hung up on me. She's like, hold on. Let me get Dwayne. Click.
What is your problem?
I was trying to tell her about the room we found underneath our apartment.
Yeah?
And, our bedroom, it kind of caved in, and we pulled up the carpet and everything, and there's this giant, cavernous room underneath the apartment building.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's a really huge site.
Are you home now?
No, I'm actually, I'm at the patent office.
At where? The patent office?
Yeah.
But you're in number two?
Number two, yeah, I believe that's it.
Yeah, okay. And your sister used to rent there before you?
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay, fine, that's the right one. Okay, well, I'll step up and take a look. I don't understand what it would be, but we'll take a look. I have no idea.
No, you're not allowed to come in, because I've assembled a team of archaeologists, and they're not allowing anyone in the building. Basically, they're saying everyone else in the building is going to have to move out, because we may have to raise the building.
Might have to do what?
May have to tear the building down, because it's built on an archaeological dig site.
Oh, from a long, long time ago, huh?
Yeah, because this is, like, really old stuff. There's all these stacks of skulls and...
Really?
Yeah, they don't even look human, honestly. I don't know what these... Like, they have multiple sets of teeth, and they're kind of cone head.
Okay.
All the rooms down here, they're, like, triple-sized. You know, like, I think giants used to live down here.
Really? What?
That's just, the stairs are all super huge. And the ceilings, there's five levels down here. There's like stone stairways down to each level, but the
underneath number two.
Yeah, well, it's underneath the entire building, and it goes on for blocks. Like it's really, really huge down here. There's these tunnels.
This might be a big find. Yeah, it could be.
These tunnels go on for miles. Yeah. Like we've gone down these tunnels.
We might have to call the television company.
Oh, we've already done it. That's why I'm at the patent office actually, because there's. Some ancient technology stuff down here, but it's really...
Where's the patent office at?
It's really advanced. Oh, no, you're not going to come down here and beat me to the patents, because I've been doing this...
Hey, don't get smart with me. Where's the patent office if you're there? Where are you at?
I don't have to tell you anything. I'm saying...
Okay,
you,
bye-bye.
You
Thanks.
Can't come
bye-bye.
In, you can't come in our...
You're the one that's being rude. I'm sorry, but I can't stay here and take mental abuse from somebody that won't tell me where you're at.
I'm not abusing you. And that lady I was talking to you, she was abusing me before.
I can understand why. But listen, when are you going to be back there and I'll visit with you, okay?
No, you're not allowed to come on the property anymore. It's an archaeological dig site.
Okay, thank you very much. Yeah, bye-bye.
You're mm-hmm. And everyone... Snowplow Show. Snowplow Show. Snowplow Show. Snowplow Show.
Okay, bitch.
Snowplow Show. Roy.
What?
Roy.
Okay, fucking Doug.
Steve Dave.
Fucking Doug.
Oh, fuck you, lady.
Turnwinder? Okay.
Meow. Lou.
Goodbye.
Dabalina. Meow, meow, meow. Lou.
Goodbye.
Dabalina.
Hello?
How many fingers? Roy. Long shits on the toilet. Meow, meow, meow.
Hello?
This is the grooming manager. How can I help you?
Lou.
Who the hell are you?
Steve Dave.
No. You're not making a lot of sense.
My wiener.
What the fuck is that?
You don't say that word.
You are some kind of asshole.
Bob Dabalina. Bob Dabalina.
Bitch, asshole. Fuck you, bitch.
No.
Fuck you, bitch.
Have you ever been fucked in the ass?
How dare you talk to this dog like that? Bird winder?
Fucked in the ass.
Lou.
Ma'am.
Goodbye.
Dabalina. Ma'am. Ma'am.
Lou.
Goodbye.
Dabalina. This is Sensei Doug.
What?
Sensei fucking Doug.
Who's the good boy? Who's the good boy? Who's the good boy, Westy? Is it you? Are you the good boy, Westy?
Roy. Steve Dave. Bob Dabalina. Go suck a dick. Roy. Steve Dave. Bob Dabalina. Go suck a dick. Listen, Westy, you little shit.
Turnwinder? Okay.
I think you're full of shit.
I think you're full of shit. Cactus, motherfucker. Hi, you're listening to the Snowplow Show. This is the show where we talk about snowplow maintenance and repair tips and tricks and all that kind of stuff. I'm your host, Roy Brad.
That should be the new Steve Dave name, Roy Brad, shouldn't it? I don't know if that has as good of a ring to it, though. Anyway, this is episode 505. Today is October 21st, 2018. It's a Sunday. I only got one episode of this show done last week, but it was a really busy week last week. I spent an entire day with Olga and King Richard, and I regret jumping. I can't remember if I even mentioned this yet. Probably not, since I haven't done a show unless I mentioned it on a hobosode. But the whole corporate office got together, hung out for a day. That was a lot of fun. The very next day, I went to an MC Lars concert. Not only MC Lars, but MC Lars, MC Frontalot, Schaefer the Dark Lord, and Mega Ran, all people that I've been playing on my various shows for the past, 9 years now? So that was a lot of fun to see them all in one place. I accidentally snuck in. I went in the wrong door. Noticed I was on the wrong side of the metal detector. They didn't even see me. I'm like, oh, hey, am I supposed to come in that way? Oops. I spent that entire day in Portland, too, before the concert. And I went to see this payphone in Portland that I've been hearing about for years, but never got around to seeing it. It's by a phone company called FUTEL, and you can make free calls from this payphone that's out on the street. I'm going to go back there soon and make some videos and do some recordings of all the different options on the payphone, but it's crazy. Like, it lets you make free calls for one thing. I think it's set up for the homeless. I read a news article about it a few years ago, and I'm surprised it's still up. But you pick up the payphone, and there's a bunch of options on it, and one of the options is Longmont Potion Castle. So you hit a button on this payphone, and you can sit there and listen to random prank calls by Longmont Potion Castle on a public payphone on the street. That was awesome. I took a picture of that. It's on my Instagram account if you want to see that. But I'm definitely going back very soon. I'm going to take some video and get some recordings of that payphone. The next day, I had to go to Portland again to see MC Lars again. He interviewed me for his podcast. He does a podcast now. Everyone should subscribe to that with your podcast machines. It's called the MC Lars Podcast. He mostly interviews nerdcore rappers, so I don't know why he wants to talk to me for, but we did. It was fun. It's not out yet, but it will be soon. I'm sure I'll tell you guys about it when it's up. What else? Anyway, my point is, I really need to make up the shows to you, the lack of shows. I think I say that every other week, and then I hardly ever end up doing it. Just another empty promise from me. Sorry, everyone. This show is sponsored by 2020 and Lord and Lady of Veggies, high school graduate Jamie F. and Xander Fett. Thank you, all five of you, or I guess six of you, since Lord and Lady of Veggies is bucking the system and getting two people in there. So it looks like there's six sponsors. Bunch of hackers I'm dealing with around here. But thank you for supporting the show at patreon.com/phonelosers. And thanks very much to the new people who have signed up recently, like Sean M., Dabble Dooster, Riley H., Catbull, Back Alley Pranks, Tanner Pizza, and Dr. Punchy. Those are all really nice people who've signed up on the Patreon and are supporting the show, making more shows happen. Thanks, everyone. I noticed that I still have this big list of helicopter ideas from the chat room, from the live show that me and Carlito did last week, where we were flying around in a helicopter and talking to people on the ground. So I was thinking I'll just go through this list and try some of the ideas that we never got around to trying. I've got a really good helicopter sound effect here that I can use to make it more realistic. And I can push this button and make it sound like I'm talking in my helicopter headset. I'm sure this is completely what it sounds like in real life. There's absolutely no difference between me and a real helicopter person right now. So let's call some people from my helicopter.
Hello, this is Mike.
Hey, Mike. This is Roy. I'm a helicopter pilot. I'm above your house right now.
Yeah?
What are you laughing about?
Who is this?
It's Roy. I'm a helicopter pilot. I'm with Fox 5 News. We're directly above your house.
Really?
Yeah. Are you home right now?
What's the deal? I am.
All right. So I dropped my camera lens. I was taking pictures of your house.
Oh, and you're serious? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And like, did that? I don't know. It didn't come through the roof, or I know it. Like, it went right for the house.
I did not hear anything or see anything.
That's good. It seemed like it was headed right for the chimney. I don't know if it would have happened to have gone in, because I'm a really high altitude right now, so could have just broke right through and gone in the chimney.
I don't think so. But is it in the, how'd you get my number?
Is it in the yard? Are we? We're along with the news. We have access to pretty much everything. I just asked, you know, one of the ladies at the office to get it.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't hear a helicopter or anything.
Yeah, I'm
waiting. You know, I've been getting some weird calls lately with some strange stories.
Like what? What do you mean? What kind of strange stories?
I don't know. But no, I don't see anything out here.
Well, you brought it up. Like, for example, what kind of strange stories?
I don't know. People calling, claiming to be from FedEx and giving some weird stuff. I don't know.
They're calling you?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we're not with FedEx. I'm just with the news, that's all.
Yeah, I'm just curious how you got my number. I don't know. But no, I don't see anything, nor did I hear anything.
I asked Carol at the office, and she gave me your number. She can look up anything. We're with the news.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I have no idea. I don't see anything, so. But, hey, if this is a prank, good prank.
is it really? I don't feel like it went that well.
Huh?
Is it really that good of a prank? Because I don't feel like it went that well. Like, pretty much,
well,
you just...
I don't know. I hear a helicopter in the background, so that's a good addition.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa, what's all that noise?
Well...
I hear, like, a cocktail party in the background.
No, that was just TV.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Football. Yeah. So... Well, hey, if you're serious and you actually need something, come on by. But that's
Well, if you're just gonna keep the camera lens and not give it back to me, then whatever. I mean, just enjoy it. It wasn't even that expensive, really.
Well, I don't see anything.
Be
so.
Nice.
But who is this? I'm actually curious. Like, I mean, this is the second call. I mean, it's not a bad prank or something. I don't know.
Well, like you, but I don't think I called you before. This is the first time I've called. I just called Carol at the office. She got your number. You're saying FedEx mm-hmm. called you? Because that's a different company than us.
Well, I'm aware. I'm just saying
FedEx.
Somebody claimed they were from FedEx and called me.
Yeah, FedEx
but I just
is
don't, I don't know. No, but it's
CNBC company.
Yeah. All right, well, yep, no, I mean, if you're serious, no, there's nothing outside. So
okay, all right, yeah, well, enjoy the free lens when you find it.
Okay.
All right, Roy, away!
Bye-bye.
All right, that's a weird beginning to this whole thing. I guess there could be duplicates on this list because I cross out names once I call them. But maybe there's duplicates. Maybe that's why he says he's gotten called. Or maybe I just forgot to cross out his name. You know, it happens.
Hello?
Hello, Paul?
Yes.
Hey, Paul. It's Brad. I'm with KPLA News. I'm in the news chopper right now, directly above your house.
Okay.
And do you have Wi-Fi at your house? Because we need to connect to your internet, and we just need your password.
No, I don't.
You don't have any Wi-Fi?
No.
Like, how do you get on the internet, then?
Why does it matter to you?
Well, because, like, I'm trying to do a news story, and I'm having troubles getting a signal back to the station, so I was just going to use your Wi-Fi. And I've been up here for over an hour, like, observing your house, and taking photos. I just need your Wi-Fi password, that's all.
No.
Okay, so no Wi-Fi. Like, do you even have internet?
Well, I get on the internet from my phone, so.
Oh, so you use your cell connection. Hey, does your, you know, like, you can use this tethering thing on your phone. Can you look through the options and see if you can set up Wi-Fi hotspot on your phone? Because I could just connect to that.
No, why don't you ask one of my neighbors?
Okay, I may have to.
Okay.
Hey, you know that big tree in your yard?
The what?
The really big tree in your yard. It's kind of like overgrown, and it looks like it kind of goes into the neighbor's yard and probably drops leaves in their yards.
Yeah.
Like, how come you don't trim that?
I do trim it.
Yeah, but your neighbors, they don't have overgrown trees. I've been up here for an hour just observing your property. And, like, that's all I can look at. Like, we can't even see in your backyard, really. Because you've got that giant tree. Like, it overhangs the neighbor's roof and probably drops leaves on their property. And they probably just give you the stink eye all the time because of it.
Well, that tree's there to keep snoopy people like you from observing me.
Oh, we can still observe you. You know, I've got infrared. I've got, like, radar and all kinds of stuff up here beamed. It's all, like, all this stuff's just completely, like, aimed at your house right now. We see everything. I can see you on the phone right now through your roof.
Can you?
Yep. Wave hello.
I'm waving at you.
Yep, I see you. I see you waving.
Do you?
Yep. Ooh.
Okay.
All right. Well, I was just asking, you know, I just saw that big tree there. Probably trim that thing up. It's going to fall in the neighbor's house.
Yep.
Okay, well, I can let you go. You know, I've got a lot of work to do up here. I still have another hour of observing your house.
Okay.
All right. Well, you have a nice day. I'm going to call your neighbors and try and get some Wi-Fi access.
Okay.
I bet the people with the table and chairs in the backyard behind you, I bet you they have Wi-Fi.
They probably do.
Yeah. They have, like, a round driveway and everything. They'll have it. You just have a big tree. All right. Well, thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Well, this is going great so far. Everybody knows I'm full of crap. Just laughing at me. Making me feel like a big dummy. It really is a big tree, you guys. It overhangs on both of his neighbor's house on each side. So I'm not just nitpicking this tree thing. Really, you guys should see it. It's crazy.
Hello?
Hello, Nicole?
Yeah.
Hey, Nicole, it's Brad. I'm with the TV news station, KPLA. I'm in a helicopter right now, right above your house.
Why?
We're just doing some stuff up here. We've been up here for about 90 minutes now. But the pilot and me, we've been throwing coins out of the helicopter on top of your house. And,
why?
Just because we're bored. You know, we're just up here and like, don't have a whole lot to do. Just trying to see who can land it, like, closer to the chimney and stuff, but I accidentally dropped a rare coin. It's a nickel. It's, like, got a buffalo on it, and it's worth a lot of money. Is there any way you could see if that's there? Because I didn't mean to drop that one.
I think it's really dangerous if you'd be dropping coins on people's heads.
Oh, no, we know what we're doing. We're professionals. We're not going to hurt anyone. It's not, you know, don't be silly. Come on.
So if I step outside my house, I'm going to be able to see you?
No, we're way up there. We're using telescopic photo lenses and, you know, just tracking the coins through a computer AI and camera system machine.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense how you can drop a coin on someone's roof if you're above the clouds, though. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, no, it's fun. Like, we've got, like, really sophisticated equipment up here. We know what we're doing. It's just, you know, it's just something to do to pass the time while we're up here. Observing.
Okay.
But,
yeah, I'm not climbing up on my roof, though.
Well, some of them may have landed on the sidewalk, because a lot of them we were missing.
I don't have a sidewalk in front of my house, so...
Well, you know what I mean.
You're not fooling me. Oh, well, I don't know. I don't think you're above my house.
No,
so.
we are. I am. The system, it doesn't see color, because we're above the clouds. It's like infrared and microwaves and all kinds of words, you know? Like... So it doesn't, like, I can't tell if it's a sidewalk. How do you not have a sidewalk, by the way? Like do you just walk in the mud up to your door?
I live on a dirt road. Why would they put a sidewalk on a dirt road?
I don't know. It's, like, just gross. Like, aren't your shoes, like, all muddy and stuff when you get inside?
I'm not sure why you're contacting me and asking me to look for a nickel, and then you're insulting me by saying my shoes are all muddy. I don't understand the point of this call.
I've
heard other people getting these calls before,
mm-hmm.
and I think you're just wasting your time calling me. But I appreciate it, and I'm not looking for a nickel, but have a good day.
What do you mean other people getting these calls? What are you, Wow, okay, the word is out, everyone, about these phone calls. I think I should switch over to a different list, maybe. But I do want to ask someone for their Wi-Fi password, because, you know, most people have Wi-Fi, even if that one guy didn't for some reason.
Hello?
Hello, April?
Who's this?
This is Brad. I'm with the KPLA TV station. I'm in the news chopper right above your house right now.
Really?
Yes. I was wondering, could we have your Wi-Fi password? Because we're trying to send a message back to the TV station, and something's wrong with the cell.
Yeah, I don't have Wi-Fi, actually.
What? Who doesn't have Wi-Fi?
Me.
That's weird. Like, what? How do you get on the internet?
Cell phone?
That's weird. You're so weird.
Sorry.
It's all right. Like, you're the second person I've called in that neighborhood that does not have Wi-Fi. It's so weird.
Oh, I guess I'm not the only one, then.
Well, it's still a little weird, you know? Like, most people would just yell at me. Like, most people have Wi-Fi, and they just yell at me and say they're not going to give me the password.
Oh, but, yeah, I actually don't have Wi-Fi.
Yeah, you're one of the two weird people that don't have Wi-Fi.
Like, sorry about that.
Do you even have home internet?
I don't.
Ah, jeez. Weirdos, I tell you.
I know. How did you get this number?
Carol from the TV station. She gave it to me. I called her up with the cell
Who's Carol?
Carol, she's just kind of like one of the ladies that works at the office. She's at the front desk.
Okay. Huh.
Yep. It's a TV station. We have access to everything. We have everyone's numbers and addresses and everything else.
Oh, all right. That's weird, but okay. What? Yeah, sorry. I don't have Wi-Fi.
Don't call me weird, please. It's not cool.
Okay.
Well, just a little weird that you're calling me weird.
It is. Yeah, well, I'm sorry. I wish I could help you out, but right. I don't have Wi-Fi.
Okay, I appreciate it. I bet you would have, though, if you had it right.
Oh, of course. Definitely.
Aw, that's so nice of you. Thank you.
Yeah, you have a nice day.
All right, you too. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, this list is done with. Thank you for the list, Joe, but I think it's time to delete this one. It served us well for the past week, though. Or more time than that, really, I think. Or wait, I don't know. Like, I can just go, like, way down on the list into other areas. That'll work, right? Yeah, let's just do that. Let's give it a few more tries before I give up.
Hello, Steve.
Hey, Steve. This is Brad. I'm with the news station, KPLA. I'm in the news chopper above your house.
Yeah?
Right now. Are you home?
I don't know. Why?
Well, I'm trying to connect to your Wi-Fi to get on the internet. And I'm, like, I just, it's kind of hard to get a signal. I was wondering if you could put it closer to the window.
Oh, well, we don't have the internet.
You don't have the internet?
No.
That's, like, why?
Why would we want to have the internet? It's just a way for government intrusion. It's just for government intrusion.
What are you talking about? How would the government intrude through your internet?
Government intrusion is just a way for the government to get into your house. So we don't have the internet. I'm a constitutionalist and a Second Amendment person. Who am I speaking with again?
This is Brad.
What company are you from?
KPLA. I'm from the news station. Channel 2.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, you don't know a channel? Oh, you don't have TV either?
I don't have TV either.
Because the government can, like, watch you through your TV?
Well, isn't that what you're doing right now?
No, I'm above your house. We're just scanning your house, that's all. We've been up here for an hour, and I needed to get on the internet.
Okay, well, anyway, why don't you just land in the backyard, and we'll come out and talk?
No, I don't want to talk to you. I just wanted to get on the internet.
Well, then you're talking to me now, jackwagon.
Don't call me a jackwagon.
Come down here, then stop me. Come down here right now and stop me.
I can't. What? You think I'm going to land in the street? That doesn't make sense.
Well, if you knew where I live, you wasn't a street.
Maybe I'll just, like, throw a rope down and rappel down the rope, like I'm a Navy SEAL or something.
You're the idiot. Obviously, you're not a Navy SEAL.
Hey, that's not nice. Cut it out.
Facebook because you're an idiot.
Hey, come on, don't be mean. I just wanted to get on the internet.
I know, I'm hurting your friend, right? I'm hurting your feelings.
Yeah.
Are you trying to do some scam?
Well, do you get on the internet like through your phone or something?
All right, well, hey, you have a good time with your little fan there. All right, have a good day.
My fan? What fan? This doesn't sound like a fan, does it? Do I need to turn it up or something? Can y'all hear it? Sorry, Mr. Biggs, your Wi-Fi idea is not working out. Don't know why. Mainly because people don't seem to have Wi-Fi in their house for some reason, or the internet at all.
Hello?
Hello, Gary?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Brad. I'm with KPLA, the news station. I'm in a helicopter above your house right now.
Oh, okay.
And I was following this car in a high-speed chase, and we lost him.
Okay.
But he's got the same kind of car as you. Like, from the air, anyway. Like, the one that's in your driveway.
Which one? There's two in my driveway.
The lighter-colored one?
Well, there's a red one and a blue one.
Yeah, it's definitely the red one, then. I thought the blue one was actually blacker.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's my wife's car.
Okay, could you get in there and just start driving around really fast? Because I need to get some extra footage for the TV station.
Yeah, no thanks.
Why not? What? I thought that was a completely reasonable request. That was another Biggs idea. He sent me this giant list of ideas the other day.
Hello?
Hello, is Mary available?
I'm Mary.
Hey, Mary, it's Brad. I'm with KPLA and the news station. I'm in a helicopter above your house right now.
Yeah?
Hey, do you have the internet there?
Yes.
Okay, I was trying to get on your Wi-Fi, but I couldn't connect. I was wondering if you could just Google something for me, because I'm on the radio with the air traffic control tower, and we're just having this disagreement, and I just was hoping you could Google something for me.
Sure, what do you want me to Google?
How old is David Schwimmer?
Okay.
I'm sorry, what?
Funny. Okay, let me see if I can...
Oh, it's hard to hear you. You're cutting out.
That's because I'm talking to you on my watch.
Oh, on your watch. That's crazy. What a world we live in.
How old is David Schwimmer?
Yeah, because I'm saying he's like in his 40s, and Chad at air traffic control, he's saying he's in his 50s, and I think that's crazy.
Well, Chad is right. He's 51.
He's
just
what?
Turned 51.
Oh, he just turned 51?
51. Oh, no, he's going to be 52 pretty soon.
Holy crap. He's practically dead.
Oh, I don't think so.
Yeah, well, you know, he's older than I thought. I thought he's in his 40s.
No. So he was born in 66.
He's born in what?
66.
56?
No, 1966.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Your watch just cuts all the time.
It's convenient.
Yeah. If you don't want to actually talk to anyone.
Do you hear me better now?
Yeah, no, it's fine. I'm just messing around with you. I really appreciate you Googling that. Like, air traffic control has been fighting with me over the past hour about this. And I've been above your house, like, you know, just observing your house. And we were just wondering, you know, we got into an argument. You know how it is.
Well, I hope you didn't gamble any money because you lost.
Ah, darn it. Okay, so he's about to be 52.
Yeah.
I guess I was close at least, right?
Well, 40s and 50s, that's close.
Yeah, I guess. All right, well, thank you very much,
okay.
Mary. I really appreciate the help.
All right, have a good one.
You too, bye.
Bye.
She wouldn't even ask why I'm above her house observing things for over an hour. That was another Mr. Biggs idea. I feel like that could have gone better. But, I don't know, just the fact that she did it was kind of crazy. Mary's just not worried about anything. If there's a helicopter above my house for an hour, big deal, who cares? I'll Google this stupid fact for you for, you know, without any questions.
Hello?
Hello, Michael?
Yeah.
Hey there, it's Brad. I'm from the TV station, KPLA. I'm flying above your house right now in the helicopter.
Okay.
Are you home right now?
I am.
Okay. It's just that I'm trying to send some transmissions back to the station. So we've been up here for an hour. We're going to be here for another hour. But like all the electronics in your home, they're interfering with our signal. Could you just shut off your power?
I don't think so.
Why not?
Why the heck would I do that?
Because it's interfering with our transmissions. I'm trying to send a signal back to the station.
Unfortunately, I'm not going to do that.
Why not? What are you doing? It's so important.
I don't care who you are. You're not going to call and tell me to turn off my power.
Well, I was just asking nicely if you could do that. I don't see the big deal. Like, what are you doing that's so important?
That's really none of your business what I'm doing. And I'm not going to turn off my power.
But you're probably just watching some stupid TV show. Like, you don't really need the power, right?
It's, again, really none of your business.
Or could you at least unplug your fridge and microwave? Could you just unplug most of the...
You guys do this for fun?
What are you talking about?
What do you mean, what do I talk about? Don't you have better things to do?
Well, no, I'm doing my job. Like, we're supposed to be up here for another 45 minutes. We're just, just scanning your house.
Bye.
Oh, darn it.
Hello?
Hello, Mindy?
Yes.
Hey, it's Brad. I'm with the KPLA news station. I'm in the helicopter above your house right now. Whoa, what was that? Why'd you do that? Mindy? Mindy? I just had a question. Yeah, okay. Yeah, this list is done. Okay, I'm deleting this list right now. The word is out. That was quite possibly the weirdest reaction I've ever gotten to anything. What the hell was that? All right, moving on to a new list. A list sent to me by Reggie back in March. Man, we're going to have to stop this because I am really tired of listening to that helicopter sound in the background. I wish I could turn it off of my headphones. Just have it on the recording. But I'm not that advanced here. I can't do that.
Hello?
Hello, Bob?
Yeah.
Hey there, it's Brad. I'm with the KPLA, the news station. I'm in a news chopper. We're headed toward your house right now over on Cedar Way.
Okay.
And are you home right now?
Uh-huh.
Okay, could you put a big X out on the lawn with bed sheets or something so we know we have the right house?
You're confusing me. What is this about?
It's just doing my job here. It's nothing you need to worry about. But no, like our GPS, the signals aren't working too good today. So we're kind of going off of maps, just paper maps.
So are you serious?
Oh, yeah, I'm completely serious. So I was just hoping you could put a big X in your lawn with bed sheets, like light-colored bed sheets.
No. No, we don't have any bed sheets to do that with, sorry.
Just anything, like washcloths, towels, tablecloth.
Yeah, I can't help you right now, sorry. I'm kind of busy right now.
Can you start a fire, like a smoke signals?
Okay. Sorry, thanks.
Why not? Sir, come on. Sir.
Maybe you can try someone else to help you, okay?
No, so, like, no one else can help me, because, like, you're the one, like, you're, that's where we're going. It's to your house.
Why would you go to my house?
It's just, it's a news report we're doing. Don't worry about it. It's our business.
Yeah, I'm worried about it, but thanks anyway, you're calling.
Please. I'm basically doing nothing but Mr. Big's ideas here. Still, he sent me that one a couple weeks ago. I thought I had other ideas in here. Oh yeah, I do. From the chat room when me and Carlito did the helicopter show, Hunter Voss wants me to say I dropped a bunch of chemtrails on their house. You know how that happens sometimes.
Hello?
Hello, Roger?
Yeah.
Hey there, it's Brad from the news station. I'm in the news chopper above your house right now.
You know what?
I'm in a helicopter. I've been hovering above your house for about the past hour now.
Oh, I don't think you have.
Why is that?
Who are you trying to get a hold of?
Roger and... You're over on Trail, right?
Right.
Yeah, yeah, I've
There's
been...
no helicopter here.
No, no, I'm way...
I would have heard that.
No, I'm way up above in the sky, like way up there where I'm monitoring the house with a bunch of high-tech instruments, long-range instruments.
So what's the deal?
I accidentally dropped some chemtrails on your house.
Chemtrails?
Yeah, just a couple of them, like, fell off of the bottom of the helicopter. And they didn't land... They didn't land on the house, just kind of next to the house. So I just wanted to say I'm sorry about that.
I don't get it. I've been here all day. I didn't hear anything.
I know. Well, you know, you can't...
What's a chemtrail?
It's this gas that the government puts out of airplanes and helicopters up in the sky to just mess with people's minds. It's like a mind control type thing. And I don't usually do them on, you know, when I'm out working. That's the other people that lease the helicopter from us. But I guess they forgot to take...
So what's the implication of this?
Oh, no, nothing. It's not a big deal. It's just a chemtrail, just a couple of chemtrails. Landed, you know, just next to your house. You can't even see them. They're pretty much invisible.
Am I supposed to be concerned?
Oh, no. No, definitely don't be concerned. It's not a big deal. I just wanted to apologize in case it's an inconvenience for you.
What do you mean an inconvenience?
Well, you know, if you...
How could it be?
If you have to
haul
them...
You said I couldn't even see it.
Well, yeah, but it's, you know, it's still there. Like, you might have to haul it out, like, put it up on a truck, like, get rid of it.
What?
You know, the chemtrails.
Put it on a truck and get rid of it?
Yeah, the chemtrails. Do you not know what chemtrails are?
I do not.
Oh, you should look it up on the internet. It's not a big deal. You don't have to worry about it. It's just government mind control, that's all.
Oh, that's all, huh? Mind control.
Yeah, it's just like it's not even my department. It's, you know, it's something completely different than what I usually do. I've just been hovering up here above your house for an hour, and it was still on the chopper, and I hit the lever with my knee and it dropped a couple of chemtrails.
Well, how do you know where it went?
Because we're monitoring, like, we've got cameras aimed at your house right now. Looking at your house right now, and, you know, microwave antennas and, like, satellites and stuff all pointed at your house, and, you know, we watched it fall. I just wanted to say I'm sorry in case it was an inconvenience.
This is crazy.
What do you mean crazy?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Chemtrails. Do you have the internet? Like,
I don't know what...
Look up chemtrails real quick.
All right. Thank you.
No, I'll hold, like, while you look it up.
No, that's all right.
Well, like, don't be mad at me. Like, you're not going to tell on me, are you? You better not tell on me. Okay, there you go, Hunter Voss. I dropped some chemtrails on their house. He wanted me to say that their kids might become retarded over it. But, come on, that part of it's just ridiculous. That doesn't even make sense. Who would believe that?
This is Kay.
Hi, Kay. This is Brad. I'm with the TV news station. I'm in a helicopter above your house right now.
Okay.
How you doing?
Fine, thank you. What are you doing in a helicopter above my house?
Me and the pilot, we've just been hovering up here for about an hour now. Like, directly above your house.
Okay.
No big deal. Are you home right now?
Just heading home from work.
Okay, because...
I'll be there in 5 minutes.
All right, great. How was work?
Fine. What are you doing? I want to know what this conversation is about.
Okay. Well, all right. So here's the thing. Like, my pilot, Chad, he's playing with this new device they have underneath the helicopter. And it's like this burning and cutting laser. And he burned the word gay into one of your shingles on the roof.
He did.
Yeah.
Why would he do that?
I don't know, because he's immature, and I told him he shouldn't do it. And then when I wasn't looking, I was writing on my clipboard, and I looked over, and he was doing it.
Here's the deal. That's a brand new roof.
I know.
Just paid a lot of money for that roof.
I can tell. And, like, it's... Like, you're not going to see it. It's like in really tiny letters. He wrote it, like it's a precision laser, cutting laser, and it basically just cut the word gay into one of the shingles. And I told him that was not cool, so I just wanted to apologize on Chad's behalf.
Okay. I don't think this is very funny, guys.
Well, it's
I'll
not.
Tell my husband.
Okay, it's not me that did it, though. This is Brad. It was,
I understand that. I got it.
It was the pilot,
I got it,
Chad.
Well, tell him shame on him, okay?
I will. I can put him on real quick if you want and ask him to tell you sorry. You want me to do that?
No, what's the point? He's going to apologize. I don't understand. What is this? This is, and how did you know this was my house? How did you find me?
Oh, no, we've been up here for over an hour. We've just been hovering directly above your house.
Yeah, but how did you know that was my house and you have my cell phone number?
Oh, because I called the office. I had Carol look it up.
Okay.
And she, you know, we have...
I guess I appreciate your efforts to let me know, but kind of odd.
Yeah, you're not going to see it. Like, nobody will ever see it. Like, you'd have to get up on the roof to see it. It's in really tiny letters, so it's not a big deal.
Yep. Okay. Well, okay.
I mean,
I appreciate you letting me know. As I said, brand new roof.
Yeah. But,
and people do get up on the gate. I mean, it's kind of a bizarre thing.
But nobody's going to see it. And it's just like really tiny letters. It's not going to leak or anything. It's just written in black, like it's just burned into the shingle, the word gay.
Okay.
So
why would he put... So what's the explanation of putting gay on my roof?
Because
he's... That I'm gay? What is it?
No, it's nothing personal against you. He's always doing stuff like this.
Okay.
And, like, I don't know. I guess he just thought it was funny.
Okay.
He's like...
Well, I appreciate... Okay, I appreciate... And what channel are you with?
Channel 6, KPLA.
All right. Well, Brad and Chad, shame, boys. You're supposed to be behaving yourself.
I know. Like, we're grown men here, and here he is writing gay on your shingles.
Right. But you did well by following up and letting me know. I appreciate that.
That's true. But, like, you don't even have to replace the shingle, right? I mean, you can just leave it.
I don't know.
Can I just have him scribble it out? Like, he'll just scribble it out with the laser?
I'm going to go home and ask my husband what he wants. I don't know how to respond to you guys. This is too weird.
Yeah, it is
too weird.
But, you know,
don't scribble it out. It'll make it more obvious. Okay, just leave it alone.
Yeah,
we're
but
good.
At least it won't say gay up there.
Yeah, that's what it. If you're saying nobody can see it, then we're just gonna leave it alone.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's in tiny letters. It's like a tenth the size of the shingles. Like, you'd really have to get up there and be looking for it to notice it at all.
Okay. Well, thank you for letting me know, Chad. I appreciate it.
I could have him like just cross out with a single line and then just write sorry underneath it, and then like sign it, Chad.
No more. We're done. Okay?
Okay. Well, I'm just trying to make it better.
I know, but I think it will be more obvious when you cross it out and the whole deal. Okay?
All right. Okay. Well, I'm so sorry, ma'am. It's, you know, he was just joshing with you. Just joking.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, she was really understanding about the whole thing with Chad. That was sort of an idea of Mr. Biggs. He wanted me to just call someone and inform them that somebody wrote gay on their roof or something like that in paint. It's very offensive. But instead, I said that Chad wrote it with a precision laser, etched it into their shingles, and Kay was very forgiving. What a nice lady. Oh my gosh, I forgot that her name was Kay. I could have offered to, like, change the G into a K and make it say Kay. That would have made everything better, right? So now the question is, are they going to get on their roof? Like, did she say people are often on our roof? Because, you know, why? Why would you go on your roof a lot? Oh, wait, I see what Mr. Biggs is saying. He's saying that they painted the word gay on the roof, and it was aimed at us. Or me.
Hello, John.
Hey, John, this is Brad. I'm in the news chopper above your house right now with KPLA.
Yeah?
Hey, we've been up here, we've been coming up here every evening and just hovering above your house for the past week or so.
Why?
And, just for work and stuff. But we noticed you wrote the word gay in big block letters on your roof. And
you got the wrong guy.
Well, wait, no, you don't live on Drive?
I do live on Drive, but you got the wrong guy.
Okay, well, why would you write that on your roof then?
I don't have that on my roof.
Well, someone wrote it on your roof. Like, we can see it right now. Wait, I thought it was aimed at us.
It's not on my roof.
Well, are you on the roof? You can't see on the roof.
I've been on my roof many times.
Well, yeah, apparently yesterday, because you wrote the word gay, and I don't know if you thought it was an insult. I am gay, so it doesn't bother me.
Who are you?
Everybody knows this. But Chad's not gay, and he's kind of upset that you were, like, you know, insulting his manliness.
Jazz, awesome.
No, Chad. Chad's the pilot.
Oh, Chad. I thought this was one of my fraternity brothers.
Oh, no. But no, we were just wondering, like, what the deal was. Like, why would you do that?
I didn't. And you're not above my house.
Oh, we're definitely above your house.
We're just... You're not. This is a good shot at a prank, though.
No, we're like, really way up there. Like, you can't hear us.
I live at 8,600 feet. Your helicopter ceiling is probably 8,000-9,000 feet.
Oh no, this isn't
8,000 feet above me.
This
I would totally hear you.
Advanced helicopter. We can go higher than that. You haven't heard of this kind of technology yet.
Oh, but I have.
Nope, I don't think
this
you
is
have.
Funny.
You don't know what you're talking about, sir.
Who are you? How'd you get my number?
I got it from Carol at the office. Anyway, I can let you go. I just was wondering why you were doing that. It didn't make sense. I mean, come on, you're a grown man. It's 2018. Gay is not an insult.
I wasn't planning on it being. This is funny. I don't have it on my roof. You're
all
fine,
right.
Though.
Yeah, go up there and look. You'll see. But okay, I'll let you go. I'm sorry to bother you. I just thought it was weird and didn't know what your
not
problem was.
Me. You are going to make me climb on the roof, though, which
no,
is going to be a good prank also.
No, you don't have to climb on the roof.
He says I've got letters on my roof. Thanks.
Well, no, paint. Right. It's written in paint.
Good.
Very sloppy.
Written in paint. I'll be looking.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're fine. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. I don't know why I'm thanking him. And I feel like this entire episode has been incredibly dumb. And I should just delete the whole thing. Like, what is this? Nobody's falling for anything.
Hello. We can help you find another business in the area, since the number you called is not in service. I'll look for...
Alright, nobody else is answering, so I'm turning this off. I am so tired of hearing the helicopter noise. If you're tired of hearing the helicopter noise, imagine how long I've had to hear it before editing. Oh yeah, and then I gotta edit all this stuff and listen to all the helicopter noise again.
Let me turn off my helicopter voice filter thing. I think we're done. Thank you, Reggie, for that list. And thank you, Joe, for the previous list. And thanks, everyone, for the ideas. Sorry, Aaron, that I didn't get to say that anyone was winking their butthole at me. You know, they kept coming out of the house, winking their butthole at me. She suggested that idea on the live show last week. And Dragonmere wanted me to say that I found a lost dog from my helicopter. It's 3 blocks away. Try and get them to go over and pick it up for me. I tried that one a couple times, and I just got hung up on, so I'm sure I'll delete those. But I think I am done for a while being a helicopter pilot. Or a co-pilot, or whatever I'm supposed to be in the news chopper. It's been fun, but if I have to listen to this anymore, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm going to go crazy or something. So let's listen to some voicemails.
Hey, Brad.
Hello.
Don't know if you heard the news, but your favorite store is shutting down. Sears is going bankrupt.
Sears?
So I don't know where you're going to buy your underwear, or your clothes, or your shoes.
Yeah, it's going to be a real problem.
But, Just,
I'm going to have to go to MeUndies.com.
I'm going to prank them for one last time, just like the good old days.
All right. Thanks. All right. Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of over Sears. I thought they went bankrupt already. Or I guess they did go bankrupt, but now they're actually going out of business. I heard Tim Henson from Distorted View break this news on his show the very day after he bought some stocks online from him. He tried to cash in or something. But yeah, I don't know if I'm going to call them anymore. I already did
that. Hey, Brad, this is Caesar, and thank you for all the shout-outs.
Oh, Carlito did that, by the way. Like, on last week's show, I think it was, I missed most of the show. Or maybe it was the show before last week. I can't remember. I missed one of them. Yeah, it would have been this past Thursday. He was calling up a bunch of Sears stores that were on the list to get closed down, and those seemed kind of fun, so everyone should go listen to Carlito's latest show from this week.
Hey, Brad, this is Caesar, and thank you for all the shout-outs. And yes, I will be in San Jose for the Euro meet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Nick Caesar. Okay, your name cut out. I didn't hear you.
Greatly hoping for haggis and beer and bratwurst. And
why wouldn't we have haggis?
Everything internationally in beautiful downtown San Jose. But yeah, will probably be
San Jose.
Tons of Dwight art to give out. And
Dwight art?
Sometimes I think about like how many trees died for prank calls. Yeah. Anyway, see you then.
We Bye. All think about that. Did I tell you, Nick Caesar, that I had some of your art in my backpack at the Chicago meetup? I gave your art out to quite a few people because Nick Caesar is always sending me paper copies of his art in the mail, and it's very cool, but here I am just giving it away to people. I still don't know if I'm going to make the San Jose meetup, everyone, so don't go there thinking you're definitely going to meet me. I mean, it's still worth it to go because you're going to meet Laugh Track Matt, you're going to meet Zax, and Carlito and Dwight are really hoping to go. Please support their Patreons and everything. Help them get out there since they just blew all their money on Chicago. But it's looking very iffy on whether or not I'm going to get to go or not. So please do not count on me going. I hope I can make it. I'll do my best. But at this point, I just really don't know. But definitely go to the California meetup. San Jose, March 2019. It's on Facebook.
Brezzy!
Hey.
Hey, man. Jack from Alaska.
Hey, Jack.
Very proud of what you're doing lately. I know how much fuckwits and shit you got to deal with and all that. But hey, I really don't want you to give up on the Indian casinos, bro. There's millions in California, and I think it'd be great if you, said you married in the tribe. You want to set up a table on Sunday to sell arrowheads and snakes.
What if I just went in there with my own gambling table? My own little Wheel of Fortune table, just like a card table with the Wheel of Fortune on it. Sat down with a folding chair and, charged people to gamble.
Fireworks and stuff, maybe jewelry made of jade. I still really think like gutting a deer in the back area and you need to borrow their hose and shit.
Yeah.
Just all sorts of shit like that. Say
I'll get around
you have
to
family
it.
Coming in town and you want to rent one of their hotel rooms. For like a tribal sacrifice.
We're brothers, you know?
Crazy shit, bro. Like, I really think you can get away with a lot because it's a fucking another country and shit. And they hate, like, American.
They're basically sovereign citizens, right?
They're like, totally separate. Yeah, but I really think you can rip on this hard. And I think it'd be pretty enjoyable.
All right. I'll do it.
But,
one of these days.
You know, keep at it. You know, I heard you can pump your own gas now in your, fucking Democratic state or whatever.
Yeah, well, no, not
so,
in my town.
Hey, man, moving on up.
For some reason.
Peace and love, brother.
Only in the smaller towns in Oregon can you pump your own gas. And if you follow me on social media type stuff, you may have noticed about a month ago, I posted a picture of me pumping my own gas because I realized on my trip to Illinois that I'd never pumped my own gas in that car before, like ever. I'd never gone far enough out of state to need to pump my own gas. Because I've been a little busy the past couple of years for some reason.
Roy, do your effing job and call me back, man.
No.
Peace.
Why would I call you back? That's weird. Don't tell me what to do.
Brad, motherfucker.
Hey.
Minnesota Greg.
Hey.
Haven't called for a while, but what a great show you and Carlito put on. That was fucking hilarious, dude.
Aw, thanks.
Just wanted to give you props.
I had fun with it.
And the last guy that called and said you were getting better and better, he wasn't bullshitting.
Oh, you
guys. Your shows are fucking awesome.
Thanks.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Thanks.
What do I got? 20 seconds left?
Yeah, is that why you're going to talk for another 40?
I sing you a song?
Minute.
I want to hear
No.
Your old song that you wrote for the girl... God damn it, I fuck that up every time. I thought
you were going to sing a song. I'm like, fuck this. No.
I forgot her name.
How can you forget her name? It's like
Help
one
me out.
It's one letter long.
The one where you called her and you were in love with her. And
yeah. Are you requesting
God
a song?
Damn it, Brad. Keep up
All
the
right,
good work.
Bye. You could have made that voicemail 30 seconds shorter. I would have been...
I have not said anything racist in no way, shape, or form. Give me to your boss now.
Oh, okay. That caller is not racist.
Brad. Brad, pick up. Pick up, Brad. Pick
oh,
up,
hey.
Pick up, pick up.
It's Mr. Biggs.
Damn it.
Mr. Idea Man on
hey,
today's
Brad,
show.
It's Biggs.
Hey, Biggs.
Listen, I've got a concern about this whole helicopter thing.
Uh-oh.
You know, you're begging for all that money on the Patreon. And you're wasting... You're wasting money on personal aircraft.
It's not a waste. I've had two really good shows, or no, three shows of helicopter calls. So don't tell me I'm wasting it.
You're squandering the funds. I don't know. They're going to end up putting you back in those sexual addiction courses.
Yeah, probably. Buying helicopters and stuff. But I don't think it's a waste. Maybe I should do a couple more shows of helicopter pranks just to make sure I get my money's worth.
Hey, Roy, it's Ed.
Oh, by the way, Mr. Biggs, happy Cocktober. Everyone should get on twitter.com/AskMrBiggs. Wish him a happy Cocktober. Cocktober, okay? Don't make it weird. It's Cocktober.
Hey, Roy, it's Ed D. Link. Long time no talk, buddy.
Hey, S.B. Well, Link.
I am getting back to normal. I was in the hospital for the past month.
Oh, no.
And that really sucked, but I am starting back to normal, finally. I've been listening to the Snowplow
Great.
Show constantly when I was in the hospital, but to be honest, I don't remember a lot because I was hopped up on some pretty killer pain.
I bet you the show was
don't
extra
tell anybody.
Funny.
I do
then.
Drugs. Yeah. But anyway, the last episode with Carlito was absolutely amazing. He had me in tears when you were talking with the lawyer, and he goes, "You're a paralegal at best." That was really funny. But anyway,
Carlito.
I'm going to restart my Patreon right after I've done this. Finish with this voicemail because it expired. Alright, I'll talk to you later, Roy. Bye-bye!
Hopefully he didn't listen with headphones, and lots of doctors and nurses and his roommate got to hear all of my craziness. It's good exposure, you know?
Hey, Brad, just calling in from Tempe, Arizona.
Hey.
Wanted to say, congratulations on the 500 shows. Super late.
Thanks.
No problem, though.
505.
Really liked that one show with Carlito and the helicopter. It was hilarious. Another idea I really liked, which I don't know if you've done in a while, was with the dreams, like you're dreaming about stuff. It was so stupid, but it was hilarious. And people got so mad, I mean, probably because they were getting woken up.
They don't like getting dreamed about.
But,
it's like,
I don't know.
It's a violation.
Like, that was really, really hilarious. And, I think that has a lot of potential. I don't know. I mean, I guess it probably depends on what kind of directories you have.
It's weird how many people didn't like the dream episodes. I got a lot of complaints about the dream episodes. Very stupid, apparently.
It was really cool, too. I wouldn't mind, like, a show of that, you know? I mean, fuck what I think. I don't really... I mean, all I do is donate, like, $5 a month. So
yeah.
I shouldn't really have, like, a say, but as far as I'm concerned...
Yeah, your opinion
really
doesn't matter.
Too. But, you know, the helicopter shit is hilarious. All right. Has gone on like probably way too long, but cactus,
all
right. Love you, Brad. Ah!
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
I had kind of a stupid, silly idea. So, me and my friends used to make prank calls back in high school, right? And one of the names we actually used was Stave, like STAEVE. It's a combination of Steve and Dave. It's a
that's weird.
It's a stupid attempt to kind of confuse the Roy Cimpient. You know, you say, "Yeah, my name is Stave," and they say, "Well, you said Dave." And no, Stave. So I don't know.
And then they're
maybe,
like, "Steve,
give that a shot.
What?
Maybe it won't work. Maybe it will.
Yeah.
You probably won't try anyways.
I might.
Bye,
you never
Brad.
Know. I might do it. I'll probably completely forget, but maybe not.
Hello, Brad. I have a thing that I just found out, like 95% of counties actually have their information for candidates running for office posted on their website somewhere.
Holy
so
crap.
I've like been doing that with like a bunch of different counties. You know, I just called up some people and told them that I was with the opposing campaign and helicopter thing that you did, and
said
I took a shit on their roof, so it was pretty funny.
You're gonna start some fist fights at debates or something.
Like every
cut that out.
County in America has their lists out there and stuff for that stuff. So
good to know.
Yep, there's that. All right.
Thanks for the voicemails, everyone. It looks like that's about the end of today's show. Thank you once again to the sponsors, 2020 Lord and Lady of Veggies, high school graduate Jamie F. and Xander Fett, for supporting the show on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please do that. Patreon.com/phonelosers. Supporting the show keeps the show happening more often, much more frequently, so that whenever SP Link is in the hospital, he has a lot of stuff to listen to while he's hopped up on hospital drugs. And we all want SP Link to have something to listen to in the hospital, right? So thank you, everyone, for supporting the Patreon. I am going to play some music today by a band called Divine Insanity. I don't know if it's a band or if it's just a guy, but this guy emailed me who is in this band, and he's from the Chicago area, and he's been catching my show on the FM radio out in Chicago because a certain listener, I don't know if I'm supposed to name him or not, broadcasts the Snowplow shows on FM radio somewhere in the Chicago area. So I got this email from this guy who has been catching the broadcasts, and he decided to email me after listening to me all the time and told me how much he's been enjoying my shows. And he didn't ask me to play his music. I think his music might have just been in his signature line or something, or maybe it was just a part of his email address. But this is some weird, like, ragtime based metal music. It's a very weird pairing, and it's kind of interesting to listen to. The email is from a guy named Max, and he says, "Hello, I accidentally found your show by flipping through the radio, and I heard people swearing. I thought it was odd. I kept listening. I didn't really care for it at first. I heard the show a few more times. The schedule is very irregular. Half the time there's nothing but static, but the other half it's a continuous loop of your show. After a few listens, I realized it was actually quite funny. Now I'm hooked. Great show. I love it," from Max. And yeah, there's no signature line or anything. He just has a weird domain name, so I clicked on the domain name, and it led me to divineinsanity.com. And the night that I got this email, like 3 or 4 months ago, I listened to the entire album on his Bandcamp page. But anyway, here is a track from divineinsanity.com.
Okay, I tell you what, stick it in your backside, okay? Bye.